translate this knowledge that this world is a miserable place into practical way of living. Similarly, we also want to organize the knowledge given in the Vedic scriptures and our way of living. So earlier, if you see, before the Kali Yuga, when the Vedic culture was prominent, the Varnashrama system was there. So we could see the knowledge being practiced in action. But now, because Varnashrama system is not there, there's no coordinate. Of course, in ISKCON we have Brahmanas, but they stay in temple. And the grihasthas or those who are working outside, there's no coordination or link between them. So how do we see in this age this knowledge in action? Can like
So essentially, Srila Prabhupada taught us two different things. One is the Varnashram culture and the second is the Vaishnava culture. So Varnashram culture is primarily a material organizing society for a spiritual purpose. But Varnashram can accommodate Karmakand, Varnashram can accommodate Shuddha Bhakti also. Varnashram is a foundation for both the gradual spiritual advancement and the rapid spiritual advancement, both. So Karmakanda is gradual, Vaishuddha Bhakti is rapid. So now, we see the blend of both in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But there's a background Vaishnava culture, Varnashram culture, emphasis on Vaishnava culture. So that's why Advaita Acharya, you know, he was Thakur, they can say, if I just don't clap three times, food doesn't come, I will jump in the Ganges. Varnashram culture will arrange for provision of food. So now when Srila Prabhupada went abroad, he primarily started by exporting or transplanting the Vaishnava culture. And if you see, Srila Prabhupada's statements over the years have evolved. If you read his statements in 1967-68, he is saying, actually Varnashram culture is not practical. We can't have it. We just have Vaishnava culture and people can transact. But then from 71, 72, 73, many of the sannyasis started having problems. And many of the marriages that he arranged, they started falling apart. And then Prabhupada started saying that it's not the business of a sannyasi to arrange marriages. So then Prabhupada started saying, especially from 74 onwards, 73-74 onwards, Prabhupada started emphasizing Varnashram. So now, the primary gift of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, and by extension ISKCON, which is the modern day expression of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, to the world, is not Varnashram culture. It is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So now the essential, like I was telling, every book has essential tension. So like that, every institution also has essential tension.
Yeah.
So the essential tension within our movement is, how much should we practice Vaishnava culture and propagate Vaishnava culture, and how much should we try to re-implement the Varnashram culture? So for example, now say Brahmachari, the whole concept of Brahmacharya is a part of Varnashram culture. Now, how many of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates do we see are Brahmacharis? Not many. They are, but that is not the emphasis. But then, the Vaishnava culture is that we are servants, and whatever is required, we do for the service. So if you see, Vaishnava culture is more based on Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya is not a principle of Varnashram. It's a principle of Vaishnava culture. Now, in devotional service, you can use whatever you want. So Brahmachari is using computers. Brahmachari is managing money. Brahmacharis and sannyasis constructing temples. All this is against Varnashram culture. But it was essential for Vaishnava culture. So are we Brahmacharis who live as monks in say hamlets which are outside villages in the forest? No, that's not. Prabhupada wanted us to live in cities. Prabhupada wanted us to use technology also. So this is something which ultimately every individual will have to resolve for himself. To some extent, if somebody is living as a brahmachari, then the institution itself has the standards. Now you can use this much technology, you can do this, this, this. So in general, for brahmacharis, the resolution is more towards there is a foundation of Varnashram culture that is there. And there is separation from the women. But then when a brahmachari goes to a new place for preaching, then there are no other... You may have to interact with women also to some extent. But still, that is relatively possible. Now when it comes to grihastha ashram, so because to some extent, you know, the financial aspect of Brahmacharya Ashram is taken care of through the fundraising that is done for the temple. So that creates a foundation. But when for Grihastha Ashram, when there is a balance between the Vaishnava aspect and the Varnashram aspect, so then it is a challenge over there. So as a Vaishnava, you know, for example, in many devotee families, it may be that the wife is earning more than the husband. Wife is not only working, but she is earning more than the husband. Then should you tell the wife should give up the job? That's not practical. I mean, they need that much money. The Taliban, when they came to power in Afghanistan, they said women should not work. And they made a law against women working. And what was the result of that? Many of the men in those families had been killed in the Afghan war. And the women were the only breadwinners. And when the women were told, you can't work, the family started starving to death. And when that happened, then the Taliban was told this, the humanitarian agencies started telling this, said, no, Allah will take care if we just follow his rules. But then, that is, so here this is a distorted understanding of Kshatriya culture. Now Allah takes care, but God takes care through his representatives. And the king is meant to act as a representative. So, Srila Prabhupada, if we see, was practical. You know, he even signed Mataji's book distribution. And if you see, if you want to implement Varanashram, we will have only Ayurveda. But Srila Prabhupada preferred Ayurveda, but he did not insist on Ayurveda. He said, okay, whatever works. Whatever works. So if allopathy is what is required for treatment, take that. So, how much do we need to recreate the Varanashram culture to propagate Vaishnavism? That is a ongoing tension which should be there in our movement. And to some extent, Varanashram will be required. But how much? That will vary depending on person to person. And especially in Grahastha life, that will vary quite a bit. At least in the temple, we will have some level of Varanashram that is required. But in the Grahastha life, it will be much lesser. And the more serious a person and the more conducive the situation, the person may gravitate more toward Varanashram. But it's not necessary. It will vary. Okay? Hare Krishna.